It is the first time ever that the Census Bureau has been able to release the data on our communities, both those who come from the MENA region and more specifically Arab Americans, who are the largest segment of the MENA population in the United States. Historically, when we've collected data on our communities, it is relied on an original ancestry question when there was a long form on the census or the American Community Survey. This is the first time ever that this data is available to us from a decennial census.
What does this tell us about people from the Middle Eastern and North African category?
There is a dramatic undercount of Arab Americans on the census and the way that we understand this. It is based on the 2020 decennial census where there was no MENA category, which means folks had to actively write in their ethnicity or national origin in order to have this data extracted from their information. When you look at a form, if there's a checkbox, you will check the box, you see yourself that way. Based on the Census Bureau numbers, 3.5 million from the MENA region and 2.5 million Arab Americans.
Can you talk about the recent push by the Arab American communities to get MENA counted, and what were some of those efforts?
This effort honestly started back in the mid-80s. The Institute was established in 1985, and some of the co-founders were working on this back in 1984. First campaign launched around where Arab American and Proud and Want to Be Counted was in the 1990 census. The last time that the Office of Management and Budget revised the race and ethnicity standards, which is how we get to these categories, was in 1997. The first effort to say we need to push for a MENA category was launched in 1994. And it was specifically because it is a broad geographical category where communities that fall within MENA would be able to then have this checkbox on a census form. And then within that, identify their ethnicity or national origin and race if they so choose. And then we would be able to pull the data. The Interagency Working Group came out last year with recommendations for supporting the addition of a MENA category. And during the open comment period, it was overwhelming support. For us, this is a long road to data equity. It's an important one, and we're thrilled that we've come this far.
Can you talk about the numbers, 3.5 million in the MENA category, 2.5 million in the Arab American community? What do those numbers mean? And do you feel like they're still undercounted?
Without a doubt, they're still undercounted. For the 2020 decennial census, we ran our Get Out the Count campaign called Yalla Count Me In. We actively told people, check other and put in and write in your information. But there's an additional piece that's important to note, and that is that the Bureau, when they presented this information last week, they are relying on the existing 1997 race and ethnicity standards. They are adopting a more restrictive definition of both MENA and Arab American. We have been actively working to make sure that we adopt the most inclusive definition. When it comes to MENA, it is a geographical category. It is not MENA Americans. It's not one community. It's a broad geographical category. And within that, there are many communities. And it includes the 22 members of the Arab League, as well as Iran, Israel, and Turkey. In addition to that, there are also transnational communities that fall under MENA. And they're Chaldeans and Assyrians or Armenians. When we crunched the numbers released last week, including the way MENA we believe should be defined, that number goes up to 4.7. The Arab American number is a sort of similar issue, which is that based on the 1997 standards, Arab Americans and those from the Middle East and North Africa are automatically classified within the white racial category. When we have done this work, we've made clear that MENA is an ethnic category like Hispanic. The problem with the current number of defining Arab Americans excludes Afro-Arabs. It excludes Black Arabs. And when you apply a more inclusive definition that includes Somalis and Sudanese, among others, that's how you arrive at the larger number of at least 2.8 million. Our conservative estimate of Arab Americans is roughly 3.7 million. The Arab American Institute is a census information center, which means you can call us requesting any demographic information about Arab Americans and we will provide it.
Can you talk to me about some of the other highlights that came out in the report?
We are now in the process of downloading the state-by-state data. So we haven't crunched those numbers just yet, but we will be updating on 12 demographic profiles for our 12 key states.
Dearborn, Michigan is usually hailed as the Arab American capital or the most Arab Americans per capita in the U.S. Is that information still true based on the data that just was released?
Absolutely. The highest numbers of Arab Americans reside in the state of California, and that just happens to be because of the Republic of California and how large it is. But the highest concentration continues to be in Michigan, and specifically in the Metro Detroit area. So the ability to have this data from the census that is everyone is profound and significant. And I'll be honest, I'm really just proud of these numbers. Though they are a dramatic undercount, they demonstrate yet again that this is a community that is proud of who they are, that is looking to make sure that they are counted accurately. We are confident the decision is due by next summer in terms of hearing from the Office of Management and Budget on the recommendation. And we're confident that the case has been made for why the category should be added.
Can you talk to me about how this data will impact policymaking and funding?
In every way you can imagine, the revision of the OMB standards, the category is added to the decennial data, but it's also added to all federal statistical gathering. So it is a significant leap in terms of our ability to gather information on our community. But there is nothing that our government spends trillions of dollars on without relying on census data to implement, from basics like, do you have the paved road in the front of your home, the highway that leads to it, the school that you have in your community, businesses make those determinations, political representation, the way congressional districts are drawn. This data will finally get us to a place where we can have that information about our community to be able to provide better community services, to be able to better represent them, and to be able to improve their health outcomes. I'm just excited to see what comes after we secure a MENA category and are able to put those other Get Out the Count campaigns in place. Our numbers will, I think, will finally get us to a place where they're accurate representation of our communities.